Alfred Lord Tennyson's Ring Out Wild Bells. Ring out wild bells to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light, the year is dying in the night. Ring out wild bells and let him die. Ring out the old, ring in the new, ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind for those that here we see no more. Ring out the feud of rich and poor. Ring in redress to all mankind. Ring out a slowly dying cause and ancient forms of party strife. Ring in the nobler modes of life with sweeter manners, purer laws. Ring out the want, the care, the sin, the faithless coldness of the times. Ring out my mournful rhymes, but ring the fuller minstrel in. Ring out false pride in place and blood, the civic slander and the spite. Ring in the love of truth and right. Ring in the common love of good. Ring out all shapes of foul disease. Ring out the narrowing lust of gold. Ring out the thousand wars of old. Ring in the thousand years of peace. Ring in the valiant man and free, the larger heart, the kindlier hand. Ring out the darkness of the land. Ring in the Christ that is to be. They say that the year is old and gray, that his eyes are dim with sorrow. But what care we, though he pass away, for the new year comes tomorrow. No sighs have we for the roses fled, no tears for the vanished summer. Fresh flowers will spring where the old are dead, to welcome the glad newcomer. He brings us a gift from the beautiful land we see in our rosy dreaming, where the wonderful castles of fancy stand in magical sunshine gleaming. Then sing, young hearts that are full of cheer, with never a thought of sorrow. The old goes out, but the glad young year comes merrily in tomorrow. Two inspirational paragraphs by David Nygren called Time Marches On. Let's go. A million tasks await, not far away, but at our very gate. Let's cease our idle dreaming. The morning star is gleaming. Let's go. The world has plenty of the purposeless. They never climb the mountain of success. They're stumbling blocks. They never help or bless. We'll have to lead them as our way we press. The promised land someday we shall possess. The rugged steeps we'll climb to sunlit peaks sublime. Let's go. And I wish I could tell you the name of the author who wrote this poem, particularly appropriate for New Year's Eve of 1947. Resolutions, and perhaps if you haven't made up your mind about your personal resolutions, you can borrow a few right here. A little less impatient with those we deem too slow, a little less of arrogance because of all we know. A little more humility, seeing our worth is slight. We are such trivial candles compared to stars at night. a little more forgiving and swifter to be kind, a little more desirous the word of praise to find, the word of praise to utter and make a heart rejoice, a little bit more careful to speak with gentle voice, a little more true eagerness to understand each other, a little more real striving to help a shipwrecked brother, a little more high courage to each task that must be done. These be our resolutions, and God help everyone. Comes dancing over the snow, his soft little feet all bare and rosy. Open the door, though the wild winds blow. Take the child in and make him cozy. Take him in and hold him dear. He is the wonderful, glad new year. Never sink 'neath fortune's frown, but brave her with a shout of cheer, and front her fairly, face her down. She's only stern to those who fear. Here's better luck another year, another year. Aye, better luck another year. We'll have her smile instead of sneer, 1,000 smiles for every tear, with home made glad and goodly cheer, and better luck another year. Another year, the damsel Fortune still denies the plea that yet delights her ear. 'Tis but our manhood that she tries. She's coy to those who doubt and fear. She'll grant the suit another year, another year. Here's better luck another year. She now denies the golden prize, but spite of frown and scorn and cheer, be firm, and we will win and wear. With home made glad and goodly cheer, in better luck, another year, another year. You've listened to 30 minutes of the program Smiling Through, words and music originating at the console of the Empress Theater Kimball Organ. This has been a New Year's Eve presentation with the good wishes to all friends in the Northland of the Arctic Piggly Wiggly Company of Fairbanks. And Gene Stevens at the console, and yours sincerely, Al Bramstead, wish to say that they have enjoyed bringing to you these past 52 programs of Smiling Through, and will be looking forward to spending more time with you on Wednesday nights of 1948. So, till next Wednesday evening at 9:60, Gene at the console and yours sincerely, Al, bid you good night, good listening, and the best for 1948.